Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for December 26, 2015. This show is being pre-recorded earlier in the week on winter solstice. And with the days getting longer here in the Northern Hemisphere, many people consider solstice as the beginning of the new year. So in the spirit of more enlightenment for the new year, it's my great pleasure to be interviewing one of the most brilliant inventors I've had on Cosmic Love over the last 8 years doing the show. Max Langenberg is one of those rare inventors who not only discovers many of nature's secrets, but also has the engineering expertise to create inventions which harness natural laws for optimizing human health, cleaning up the environment, and empowering a growing number of communities and individuals worldwide. For decades, Max has led research and development of water purification and oxygen-enriching technologies that you can explore with videos on his website at langenbergtechnologies.com. That's one word, Langenberg, LangenbergTechnologies.com. Max's wife, Kathy, is co-inventor and owner of Langenberg Technologies, and they manage the business together. Thank you, Max, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
You're welcome.
Max, we've only got about a half hour or so, and listeners can discover on your website what a prolific inventor you are. So for the first part of the show, I thought we'd focus on some examples of large-scale water purification systems you've developed. And then I'd like to focus on the unique oxygen water that you create, bottle, and sell worldwide. So could you tell us first about the water system you developed for Eugene, Oregon?
Yeah, I did develop this water system, and it's a special system. It took a very long time to do it. I worked with the water over 50 years, and I went to the different size system, but we're not using membranes or any kind of other sources to separate and destroy the bacteria in the water, because it then start to raining or anything but overflowing, then is the water is in danger, the rivers and everything. That's why we doing a different system to separate the bacteria and destroy the bacteria. Also the chemicals we separate and we destroy the chemicals of the water.
Now, do you do that, did you say, with reverse osmosis, or is that a more advanced process?
No, because reverse osmosis is not efficient enough, you know, because you can get rid of the bacteria with the reverse osmosis. We're doing this pretty different type of a technology, but it's a proprietary, confidential, you know, we don't want to expose it. How we do it, you know, because some people try to copy us and then make it the wrong way, you know, and that doesn't work.
So you've developed this system, and is this for the municipal water system of Eugene, Oregon, you say?
Yeah, we're doing this for the water system for Oregon, and for we're doing it in Boardman, Oregon, where I have the one facility there to separate water and clean up the water, what is the agricultural water, what is also terminated from the chemicals, what they use.
Uh-huh. So it'll remove much smaller than 1 or 3 micron filters with reverse osmosis.
To destroy everything in the water and restructure it and make the purest drinking water. You know, so this has to be very safe for the public, you know, what we do. And that's why they are very cautious. We need to know what you drink, not you tell me what you drink, you know.
Yeah.
So that's so important.
Well, I know there's the technology has been evolving very fast all over the world, and I've been fascinated with different types of water, and I worked with reverse osmosis and other times of filtration and ultraviolet light for killing bacteria. And I know there's a lot of different technologies that are out there, and that municipal water systems around the world are using these different systems, but I know that you have a unique system that goes kind of above and beyond. Does it work on a plasma level, or can you actually
plasma level? How we working at yes, and we're doing it with different type of systems too. You know that. To get rid of the bacteria, this is easy to do it, but to get rid of the chemicals what other companies have is not easy to do it, and our system is 100% cleaned it up.
That's really important because more and more in even municipal water systems, all kinds of drugs and chemicals drugs are being found in municipal water systems, prescription drugs.
And high added drugs, you know, because when you drinking the water, you take medication, you go to the bathroom, they go in the water system.
So being able to remove it, and that's very, these are very small, and of course, chemical particles. Does it remove things like fluoride or other chemicals that are in the water?
Everything, we remove everything, all this water have to be pure.
Yeah.
Pharmaceutically based, what is in the water from hospitals and everything, that is so important to remove it because you drink it.
So this is pharmaceutical grade purification?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is, I know a lot of times that they use deionized water to purify water for hospital pharmaceutical grade.
They do, yeah.
And this isn't this isn't that process.
No, it's not. You know, it's way more safer than ionizing it.
Well, that's good to know. So I know there's all kinds of waters that are being bottled and sold on the market, and you can make your own water. You know, there's the Emoto water, there's the Kagan water, Silver water, Flanagan water. How is your oxygen water uniquely different that you bottle?
Well, the first thing, you know, when you have Emoto water, Emoto have our water anyway. You tested our water too.
Yeah.
Since we speak, it's in our niche of our water. And there are differences between water and water, you know, that is, you know, the bottled water, ours is totally purified, ours is restructured and stabilized the oxygen in it, you know, it's not like this, you have oxygen water, you open the bottle and the oxygen is gone.
Right.
It's not the case because the oxygen minerals and the crystals creating more oxygen in the water. Yeah.
Now that's fascinating to me. This understanding of the crystals in the water. Of course, the water molecule is like a tetrahedral crystal, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now, so you're working with that structure, and you're working with that structure. The oxygen. There's hydrogen in the molecule, but the formatting of the oxygen. And I know there's all kinds of all these different waters have different structures in the sense that the oxygen is affected differently, but not as uniquely as I understand yours is. Could you explain that a little bit?
Because it's oxygen and oxygen, there are also differences between oxygen. A lot of people using oxygen generator forcing the oxygen gas in the water, and they think that oxygenated water is the wrong way to do it. The body needs to recognize that, and the body recognizes only the cells. The membrane cells only takes it in one by one. You know, you can be dehydrated, you know, and you can drink a gallon of water, you feel it in your stomach, but it doesn't go in your cells. You can drown in it. You have still dehydrated, you know.
And still
so
be dehydrated,
You know, it's the oxygen is the carrier immediately to the cells and create high-level blood oxygen, you know.
Yeah.
And this is very important. A lot of people, you know, the pH balance is very important for the water, too. If the pH is not right, the body doesn't absorb oxygen. You see, that is so important to know that.
So the pH is an important factor. And
absolutely. To be totally balanced, you know, in the water to recognize the oxygen.
Now, one thing that's fascinating to me about this this tetrahedral water structure that's in water is that how it is so so effective in for biological health process. We're about 80% water, I guess the body is.
Yes, and, that's correct. And the water has the memory.
And it has the memory.
Yes, and the memory is also the body recognizes the memory. You know, the body recognizes the signals because our body works with frequency. Everything works on frequency. The whole
everything works on frequency, yeah.
Now, when you have the wrong frequency, that chemical frequency, what is exposed to the cell membrane shuts it down, doesn't allow to hydrate you.
To hydrate the cells.
That's correct.
So this something's always fascinated me, is that, and we usually don't think of it, but that the form of the structure of the crystal and the frequency within that structure, there's always a frequency correlate to the chemical structure. In other words, form and frequency, they're interdependent, and we usually don't think of the frequency aspect of water, and how many different frequencies can be held in the oxygen structure.
It's always multiplying the frequency. Depends, you know, because it's adjusted to cells. You have a trillions of cells. You know, each cell has to be maintained. When it doesn't get oxygen, it starts to age.
Yes.
The cells are dying out. The cells. Some cells doesn't die out. It's just isolated. You know.
Okay. So that's what goes on with dialysis, and also when you make steam and water, that makes what sometimes people call dead water because it doesn't hold any oxygen, or there's something that goes on in that regard.
The steam or distilled water, people think it's pure and everything is fine. No, it causes a lot of damage because it creates acid. The body recognizes it doesn't belong to your body. It creates acid. You get a wonderful heartburn for it.
So it creates acid because it pull oxygen out of the body?
Because it needs to get rid of these chemicals because it's detecting as a chemical in the body because it's nothing structured. If you put a little salt in or a little lemon in it, the body recognizes it. But
then the body recognizes it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's missing.
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, so my understanding is that the this oxygen in the water, in the blood, that circulates throughout the body, then I think of a municipal water system kind of like the circulatory system of a body. Of course, it's just one way, but to get, you know, the key to health in the body is to get and to flush the metabolic waste out of the cells, which is what water is a critical part of it, and the frequency and the charge or the energy component of water is and the oxygen is really really critical the oxygen for activating cell metabolism and there's the memory and the frequency in water can actually activate, in this sense, healthy cells. Is that what you're saying?
It's absolutely correct. And through the oxygen, the body has its own intelligence. You recognize immediately because you got the oxygen in it. There's something that doesn't belong to the body, then you get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, you hear about the immune system having an inherent intelligence, you know, to create homeostasis and balance in all the body systems act of the body. But if it seems like the quintessential river of life, you know, with the circulation, and of course what is circulating is the oxygen, to fire the metabolism on a cellular level, it just makes sense that the more active that oxygen is, the more it will activate the memory of healthy cells for healthy processes to eliminate the toxins and assimilate nutrients so the metabolism will be optimal.
That's correct. Now, you see, a lot of people are suffering with blood circulation. See, what can only solve this? Oxygen. Oxygen, you don't have the sticky blood, it dissolves and carries to the circulation of your blood cell, to the veins, you know.
So are you saying that the right type of oxygen that's very active with this frequency or charge or this property will make the blood more slippery so that circulation, so the heart doesn't have to beat so hard, and so it will...
Absolutely. Because
That's interesting.
Liquid is so important. We can't live out without oxygen, number one. But number one, we can't live without water. You can live without food 40 days so longer, but that's the main thing is the water and oxygen.
So if you optimize the water with the with its purity, and as a carrier of this memory activating, you know, cellular memory activating frequency charge property, it'll just reverse the aging process.
That's absolutely correct. You see, when you go outside the street, you're breathing in so much toxin and garbage from the air. You know, the body needs to work it off. It has its own intelligence, it cleans it up, otherwise you would have a solid lungs, because if it doesn't work it off, then you wouldn't be able to get rid of it. So you need to maintain these cells. It's only liquid and oxygen. There's the two things, what is the maintenance for your body.
So the lungs are like scrubbers that scrub the air, and of course it gets the oxygen out, but it also sometimes, you know, filters out the toxins that also go into the blood.
And so
pure water that's more active will then have a tendency to remove those toxins from the system.
Yeah, exactly. The same thing like a tree. The tree is breathing in carbon monoxide, breathes out oxygen, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's also breathing in mercury. And then you have a wildfire, expose the mercury to the air.
Yeah.
Well,
there's definitely, we're living in a more toxic environment than we used to, and every little bit helps as far as purifying, you know, the cells and purifying the blood and, you know, purifying the body. And you know, I think this would be a good point of the show to go into more of what you're doing with the this water for those who have come into the show from the website. You've seen Max's website is called LangenbergTechnologies.com, and you'll have a link to that on the homepage of Cosmic Love as you read this. And if you go to the index, when you go to his website, and you go to the index across the bottom of his website, in the middle across the bottom is a link called Our Brand, and that's Max's brand of water that he has. These different bottled waters he has that he ships across the United States and worldwide, actually. I think don't you have this your brand also in Germany and other countries?
Yeah, we do have it. Also, we have it also in airports. It's also very important in airports that we have the water, because when you go into the airplane, you go in high altitude, you're losing blood oxygen.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. That makes sense.
See, that's what it is. This is so important to have it there, and especially there when you go in there, after a lot of people breathing out and breathing in. Well, you breathe this in because it circulates in the cabin. So you don't have other choice. And when you have oxygen that you body there, and you have a really defense against it, that you get this kind of problems. You get off the airplane, you have a sore throat or anything, you know.
Yeah, so you can be drinking, you can buy it at the airports and be drinking it at 33,000 feet and detoxify your body of the side effects of the atmosphere in the plane.
That's correct. But also when you're driving, let's say you're driving with a car in the winter and you have your heater on, it kills the oxygen in your car, right? That's, you get tired when you drive, right? But when you drink the water, you oxygenate your body, you're not getting tired.
Yeah.
Or you just open the window, you hang your head out there a little bit, and you get fresh air, you know, and then you drive again for 10 minutes, you get tired again, you know.
Yeah, I think it's really important to understand what this water is doing for hydrating the cells of your body. You know, like
right.
like you said, you can be drinking water and still dehydrate if it's not, you know, the right kind of water.
That's
and,
correct.
And I also understand, now I've talked to a longtime friend, you know, Philip Proffer. He's told me that his eczema that he's had all his life, you know, he sprayed this water on his skin and it hydrated the skin and it cleared up his eczema. It was like
yes.
miraculous. And I guess he says that he, of course, he's worked with you over the years, and he's told me that he's had many experiences with other people, you know, sharing their same stories about how it hydrates the skin, pinks it up, and clears up, well, for burns, for rashes, eczema. I mean, you can't say it for all skin conditions, but hydrating the skin, when there's a lot of skin problems, it definitely makes a difference.
Yeah, because the skin is also breathing. Only when you're breathing the skin, then you have so much bacteria on the skin. So when you're using the spray on the skin, of course, oxygenate the skin, because not only you're breathing through the lung, you're breathing also through the skin.
Yes. And actually, the skin is a major elimination organ for toxic wastes. And a lot of people, if their colon is messed up, they start pushing toxins. You know, the body will start pushing it through the skin.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so that's why some people have more body odor than others, especially if they're having dysbiosis in their colon. And
yeah.
You know, then their breath will get bad and their skin will get bad. So a lot of skin conditions, you know, of course, are related to they're not eliminating well. Usually, or quite often, the cells are, on a cellular level, the toxicity is backed up. It's like the sewer system, the septic system needs to be purged, but there's not enough vital force to do it. There's not enough, and again, the fire of the body is the oxygen. So I can see how, on a cellular level, on a systemic level, like in the colon, it makes sense to me that the good oxygen would feed the good bacteria in the colon to help with digestion.
Absolutely. 60% of the United States, everybody's suffering on digesting problems because
right.
the villi are creating a mucus in the intestines and covers the villi and can't digest the food.
Yeah. They're not breaking it down well. And of
yeah,
course,
because dehydrated, they're inside of the intestines, so it's dry. He can't lubricate.
Yeah, and it makes sense. If the hydrating on the surface of the skin, you know, on your hand, for example, if it makes
yeah.
it pink, which it pinks it up, it hydrates it. It would do the same thing in the colon, which would then it would be more healthy as far as you know, eliminating toxins and assimilating nutrients.
That's correct.
So that, you know, I mean, they say that like 80% of your immune system, that a lot of doctors are saying now, is oriented out of the colon. So then it goes back to, well, what's the key for the whole colon to work well? And if the colon is healthy, then it's going to be a better filter for blocking toxins and transferring nutrients into the bloodstream.
Yes, absolutely. Not the stomach makes the digesting, the colon.
The colon, yeah.
Are you guys very fit? Colon, intestines, you know, that's what is doing the digesting, not the stomach. The stomach is only mixing it with certain stomach acid to make it smaller, and then goes in the intestines, but the digesting everything through the intestines.
Well, it makes sense to me.
People have internal hemorrhoids because it's dried out the inside of the intestines, starts to bleed and losing iron.
Yeah.
That's like
yeah.
the iron reserve, and there comes the problem.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that cause the intestine and the colon, the digestive tract, to dehydrate, including alcohol and other influences.
Yeah, because alcohol takes oxygen away from the brain, too. That's where you're getting tired, most likely.
Yeah. And, it dissolves the neural sheath. The fatty acid neural sheath on brain cells, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
If I'm Chico Hot Springs and drinking a beer, I can dehydrate while I'm in the water.
Exactly, yeah.
And one thing for sure is that if it's going to be hydrating, if it hydrates, you know, on the skin on the outer, it'll hydrate, you know, the pancreas, the stomach, it'll hydrate the small intestine, and it'll hydrate the organs of the digestive tract and work towards them just being more healthy.
That's right, maintain the body. That's right. Like a lot of people also, everywhere in the world, they have a high diabetic problems, you know. It's the same thing, you know. Three things is the good for this. One is very important, the liquid. Second thing is the oxygen for this purpose. And third thing is a breathing exercise.
Yeah, breathing exercises.
The
yep.
Breathing exercise creates more oxygen in the body, oxygen to your body too. Then everybody would know only for 3 minutes a daily when you do a breathing exercise, and then measure your blood sugar drops.
Yeah, deep breathing, because most people tend to be shallow breathers.
But the fact is, when you go out the street, you're afraid to breathe. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, exercise comes into that too. And I'm looking at what this the implications of this are, you know, for me drinking the water, because I just got an order, and this is what before I do a show, I like to sample the product. And, you know, I had a cold coming on yesterday, and your cobalt oxygen water just arrived, and I've been drinking that, and I haven't taken any drugs, but it's been clearing up in a way that is not usual for my body when I got a cold coming on.
That's correct. You know, a lot of people asking me what the water does for me. I say, you will tell me.
Yeah.
Because it tells me, you know, what his condition is and recovering from the faster. Oxygen is the key for every kind of problems for your body.
No,
because
I believe that.
Oxygen, the brain is the scanner of your whole body. Recognize damage. When the brain is not maintained, doesn't have enough oxygen, can't recognize the damage in your body.
You know, the mitochondria of the cell is sometimes called the energy factory of the cell, of every cell in the body. And
yeah.
I've read a lot about, you know, the different factors it makes for a healthy mitochondria, but there's nothing that will fire the metabolism of the energy factory of the mitochondria more than oxygen.
Oxygen is balancing the metabolism 100%. And balancing it when you have a slow thyroid speeds it up to normal size. You know, it's 100% works.
Sounds like you got a friend in the background.
Yeah, my dog. King Arthur. I need a dachshund, people.
Well, Max, I'm kind of tuning into... for myself, if I was going to drink this oxygen water for a few weeks, I've gone through this bottle of Cobalt Blue, and I wanted to get the bottle also so I could put water in it and put that in the window, because I know Cobalt Blue has a frequency that I can put water in it in the future, even if I buy it in bulk. So if I was going to drink this oxygen water for a few weeks to give it a good test, which of your different bottled oxygen waters has the most oxygen for cell memory activation and for the least cost per case lot? In other words, where do I get the most bang for the buck?
What we do, we doing it way more oxygen in the normal what we have now on the market, you know. So we wanted the people getting better results for that, you know. So it is, for us, it's very important that the people are happy with this, you know, and that they are healthy and they have functioning. Most people are tired, you know, that boosts up your energy and everything, and that is so important, you know. But
so,
the cobalt, what you was just talking about, let me tell you a little thing. Cobalt minerals are the high production of oxygen, you know that?
Yeah, that's why I bought it. I wanted to try that right away. It looks like drink. The bottle looks like the bottle looks like a fine wine bottle. It's a beautiful bottle.
It's pure cobalt mineral bottle. There are bottles out there you think is cobalt minerals. No, it's just painted blue bottles. So we're using it. We import these bottles from different countries. From Germany, you know, this is a 100% cobalt bottle. This we have to be. We are very important for us what we get, you know, how we present it to the public.
Yeah, well, it's the finest bottled water packaging I've ever seen. I mean, when I say that, I realize that the water is, of course, the real product, but what a beautiful way to deliver it. And I know cobalt blue has kind of got that frequency with the water that is has its own, you know, just by itself. But is this the kind of bottle I could order? If I ordered, like, case lots of your regular bottled water, can I put it in this cobalt blue bottle and drink it from there?
Yeah, you leave it sit for 5 minutes, and then you will see that test. You know, make a test for yourself. You take two crystal glass, okay? You get the normal water, what we send you, the oxygenated water, in a bottle, what is for public. You pour it in the normal glass, and then drink it, and then pour the other part in the cobalt bottle, and then you will close your eyes and mix it up. You will know which one is the cobalt one. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Become silky and very smooth, and you will have a boost immediately.
Very interesting. Well, I've also ordered the spray. I'm going to be working with that and see how that works. There's no question in my mind from talking to Philip that you've got you're the real McCoy as far as having developed something that's phenomenally useful and helpful. And I would like to think that that what you're doing, you know, for municipal water systems and for you know, just for home use, you know, with this as a bottled water, and especially the practical applications, going on a trip or something, or just, you know, in a classroom, or one you want to keep the mind active, hydrating the brain, they found is hugely important, you know, in brain gym and other methods of, they say that cognition, after you drink water, it just strengthens the whole body. And I can imagine if it's oxygen water, it's going to strengthen it that much more.
That's right. And everybody deserves pure drinking water. Everybody deserves it. So that's what we're doing with the big Musivik cities and everything, what we're working on it to get this, because everybody have the chance to have the at least the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
clean, super water. You know, that is so important for the body. This is the number one, the most important.
I really believe that, and I'm really excited about the use of this water as a carrier for you know, whatever you eat, it's going to be a carrier. If you eat super nutrition, you know, like the Swedish flower pollen extract, with this, I can imagine, you know, there's going to be a synergy as far as the immune system and vim vigor, vitality, you know, the whole energy spectrum that comes from, you know, micronutrient rocket fuel and the fire, the metabolic fire from the oxygen water. So, well, Max, this has been great. I'd like to do this again in a few months, and we could go into more dimensions of your technology. I want to thank you for being with us today on Cosmic Love.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And I highly recommend people to check out Max's website, Langenberg Technologies, and check out his water. Give it a test drive, and I think you'll be amazed with Max's videos that he's got production equipment technology that he's invented that I'd like to think is going to be very much part of a coming golden age. So, thanks again for being with us, Max.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all for listening. Happy holiday. Keep the faith, see the good, and make it so with pure intention that focuses attention with love's retention in that cosmic dimension where love happens. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.